Delivery truck, delivery wagon.
These things that are pretty popular.
Watch the cherry.
Yeah, that, well, people have them customized. They have
Like a van?
Sure.
Yeah, just a van. You know, Bobby Lee got him a new van. No kidding. What does it look like? You know, well, it costs $14,000, so you know it's pretty sharp, you know.
Yeah, right.
Ridiculous.
Is there any difference between a van and a panel truck?
Well, panel truck was the old connotation. I used to call them panel trucks, but that was back when Chevrolet and GMC used to make, well, Ford made some too back in 53 and 54, you know. And it was the same idea as a van. You know, of course, it was the roof, the ceiling had no headliner in it. You know, it was just a big hot hull. It was hell to ride into, I tell you. My uncle had one. It was just his old panel wagon, you know, panel truck, panel wagon. And no, I don't think anybody would call it a panel truck anymore. I think if you said panel truck now, I doubt if anybody even know what you're talking about. Now, 10 years ago they would have, but you know, not now.
Okay. What about general types of cars, like maybe according to the how many doors it has, or?
Well, I think now, I mean, just in my association, out talking to people, you know, it's four door. You know, not so much as. I believe my wife asked me what a sedan was the other day. Somebody was advertising something like, you know, they put all these garbage advertisements, you know, buy a Granada Ford, you know, sedan model with this, that, and the other for $4,200, you know. You go to the Ford place down here and it's $7,300, you know, because they happen to put hubcaps, wheels, and windshields on it, you know, wipers and seats. But anyway, she said, and she, my wife's very plain spoken. She'd just come right out and say, what the hell is a sedan anyway? You know, she just, and she talks real soft. You can't hardly hear. And I got to trying to explain what a sedan was, and I realized that maybe I wasn't really sure that I knew. But it's a four-door. We don't talk about hard tops so much anymore. You know, the hard top model, the no post and the window model, you know. It's a four-door Ford, or a four-door Chevy, or, you know, an Olds or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And
you ever see the type of car that you could, you know, lift the top all the way back?
Yeah, let me see what, you're not talking about a convertible, you're talking about like that Ford Crown Victoria they had in 57 that had the hard top on it, but you could take that hard top off, is that what you're talking about?
I was really talking about a convertible.
Oh, a convertible? Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Oh, well, you know,
wow.
Yeah, it was a hard top convertible is what it was. It had a real hard shell top on it, kind of like a Corvette, but you could take that top off, you know. And I believe it was the Ford Crown Victoria. Something or another. Funky color. It was a pea green and black, you know, and that kind of stuff. They made a couple in 58 and a very few in 59. That had a name too, but I can't remember it for the life of me. I don't know what it was.
Well, what about a car that's good for large families that has a tailgate?
Wagon, station wagon.
Have you ever heard any slang names or joking derogatory names for a very large, expensive, maybe pretentious automobile?
Douche wagon. You mean something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we call that?
Well, I think basically because it, I heard that from a guy in Nebraska. I never heard that around here. A friend of mine in Nebraska. And, you know, it's got everything in it but a douchebag. You know, that was his, you know, called it a douche wagon. Not really. You know, just big shots, big shot cars and things like that.
Any names maybe that have anything to do with the energy crisis, the fact that things burn a lot of gas?
Oh, hog, gas hog, you know, sweat hog. Sweat hog, though, is one with no air conditioner.
Right.
But, you know, gas hog, gas drinking, you know.
Pitmobile.
Well, you don't hear that too much. You might hear it in, you know, some circles, but not too much. But that's there's a lot of pitmobiles around when you get to talking about the caddies with the... or the deuce and a quarters, which is a Buick Electra 225 for all you dealers out there. You know, with the extra heavy padded, what do you call it, vinyl top, you know, and the coon tails hanging from it, you know. And you know, the 14-inch white sidewall tires, you can't see the hubcaps. And, you know, 14 antennas hanging off of it, you know, and no radio whatsoever in it.
Right,
you know.
Right, sure.
Mm-hmm.